Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Trainwreck. Well, Amy Schumer, she's kind of messed up in the relationship department. She gets around, as they say, until her whole world is turned upside down when she gets an assignment to interview a guy who's not her type at all. Well, until now.
I'm doing fine. My friends are awesome. My apartment's sick, and I have a great job.
I like you, Amy. You're clever, but you're not too brainy. You're pretty-ish. I'm giving you an assignment. I need a profile on a sports doctor.
I was wondering if you wanted to hang out again.
I'm gonna call the police.
I laughed so hard. This was completely hilarious in the funny parts. Then the funny went away, and then it wasn't. It got all dark and gloomy and depressing and sad. In fact, so much so that I was desperate to break up with this movie. But like any great relationship turned bad, I hung in there way too long and just got bitter. Oh, sure, there were good times and happy memories, but how dare that be taken away? Can't we just all get along, be happy, and have fun? Guess not. But I was somehow committed to this thing and had to endure the bad times, maybe filled with false hopes and brief glimpses of what might have been, until finally everyone came to their senses. So if you're okay with half of this being a real train wreck, then this is for you. So to Movie Night Traffic Light, train wreck is a yellow light. Now into something way more family friendly, it's Ant-Man. Well, Michael Douglas, he's tried to hide a most amazing invention ever until his student uncovers the secret. Now Paul Rudd, a very unlikely can't walk a straight and narrow kind of guy, has to step up and become the hero that no one thought he could be and become Ant-Man to save us all.
And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
The suit has power. When you're small, you have superhuman strength.
You tried to hide your suit from me. Now it's gonna blow up in your face and destroy everyone you care about.
So yes, of course, I totally believe in the concept of small and mighty. But seriously, a guy who has superpowers and shrinks down to ant size? Come on, how is that gonna work? Well, as it turns out, it works very well. Surprisingly, this could not have been more funny, entertaining, and just darn clever. If anyone else had directed this, written this, or starred in this, it probably would have been a complete disaster. But instead, all the right people and all the right stuff came together at the right time to make this great. Unfortunately, though, this in no way relieves my apprehension for this taste of, or high level of icky anxiety I feel toward the ant. Sorry, little guys, I guess I'm just never gonna get over that. So, in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Ant-Man is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.